You're listening to 89.1 Grace Christian Radio. Coming up next is a replay of our Sunday, January 1st, church service. Please enjoy the message from Pastor Ripley and worship music from Ellen and the worship team.
Wonderful to begin this new year with the body of Christ in this house. You know, often we like to reflect on the year past. How many were thankful for 2022? Sort of. Hey, you know what? In the midst of whatever we went through, God was there with us. Amen? So I think it's a positive thing. It's a good thing. It's a God-honoring thing if we remember those times. And you know, we think of this new year as potentially we're looking at it with hope and believe that God is going to do something wonderful in this new year. But I want to remind you what it says in Lamentations chapter 2, 22 to 24. It says, "The loving kindness of Yahweh indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Yahweh is my portion." He is our portion. We can count on him. Says my soul, therefore I wait for him. So in the language of the Old Testament, it's talking about his mercies. But we experience that by his grace as a believer, right? His grace is sufficient for whatever we're going through. Day by day by day. So as we start this new year, there's something floating over my head. A tongue of fire, maybe?
Come on, speak it.
Maybe. I want more fire. I want more fire in my life. I want more of his living water. And you know, the other things don't really matter. You know, like... You know, maybe some of you are making New Year's resolutions. Those are good. But you know what? Resolve to pursue the Lord more than ever. That's my challenge for you this morning. This new year, pursue God. Make that your desire. Make that your resolution. And you know what? He will honor that. Because the Bible says when we draw near to him, he draws near to us. Let's stand and pray together. Jesus, we thank you for this new year. We thank you that you are the God of time. And you know the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. And as we move forward today with hope, with expectation, with a desire to pursue you, Lord, we ask that you would touch our hearts and give us the resolve to seek you first and your kingdom. And all these things will be added unto us. We thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign. We thank you that you gave us a hope and a future. Because of your death on the cross, that we're forgiven, we're set free, we can experience healing. What a gift. And what a future we have because you are coming again, Lord Jesus. And we look forward to that day. And Lord, we pray that we would resolve as well to be ready, not to be taken unawares, not as a thief that comes in the night, but that we'd be ready for when you return, Lord. So Lord, I pray your blessing upon this service. I pray that you touch our hearts by your Spirit. I pray that we would be unified as your body. This day in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, it's a new year and it's a new day, isn't it? So we're going to give praise and thanks to the Lord for this day as well as for the year that has passed.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the year that the Lord has given, that the Lord has given. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the year that the Lord has given. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the year. This is the year that the Lord has given. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Amen. Give him praise this morning. Thank him for this beautiful day that he has made, for the year that he's going to give us.
All you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. And come all you sinners, come find his mercy, come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. Bring all your failures, bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting there with open arms. See his open arms, for God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever.
Amen.
The power of hell forever defeated. Now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved. God so loved the world.
Praise God.
Flow. Praise him, praise him for the wonders of his love. Oh, praise God. loved. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of hell forever defeated, now it is well. I'm walking in freedom, for God so loved, God so loved the world. Bring your addictions, come lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting, God so loved the world.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Give him praise this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Holy, holy. I stand in awe. Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration.
Seated this morning. I want to thank the worship team today for leading us, directing us into praise and worship this morning. I want to take a few moments today to share on praying the will of God. Praying the will of God. How many know that God wants to answer our prayers? When I pray, I don't pray religiously. I pray expecting an answer. I pray that the Lord, as He hears my prayer, is going to answer it. And that is the delight of God, to answer every prayer that we pray. But sometimes it's not answered specifically in the way we thought. Because God wants us, beyond anything, to hunger after His will. And I'm going to be sharing in the weeks and months ahead, should the Lord tarry, on the subject of prayer. Because I believe that God wants to stir up our prayer life. Let me say it again. God wants to stir up our prayer lives. If there's anything that you're doing right now, the priority ought to be prayer. Seeking God's face. Praying in the Spirit. Now, I know that praying in tongues may be a foreign subject to some of you this morning, but I want to declare this morning that most of my praying is praying in tongues. And if you don't know what praying in tongues is, then you can come and talk to me after the service and we can have a discussion in God's Word. I believe that praying in tongues is the language of the end times. Because sometimes things get so confusing, we don't know how to pray. But when we pray in the Spirit, we always pray the will of God. I said when we pray in the Spirit, we always pray the will of God. I said when we pray in the Spirit, we always pray the will of God. This is not even in my... I don't have any notes, but it's not even here. God wants you to be able to pray in the Spirit. And maybe you've been resisting it or you don't know anything about it. That's okay. But I believe the Holy Spirit wants to teach us. How many know He's our teacher this morning? If there's any value in what I say, it's only because the Holy Spirit is speaking through me. Other words, it's of no value. In other words, it's of no value. We've sometimes put prayer on the shelf. And sometimes we've gotten discouraged praying because we haven't seen an answer to our prayers. And so we give in to the enemy and we stop praying. You know, I don't go by feelings. I said goodbye to feelings a long time ago. Goodbye, feelings. I think we all ought to say goodbye, feelings. Because if you only pray when you feel like it, there's going to be many days that you will not pray. We pray because God has called us to prayer. God has instilled it within our spirit. Hallelujah. His Spirit within us cries out, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. The beautiful thing about praying in tongues is you can pray in tongues anytime. In your car. In your boat. When you're out fishing. Wherever you may be, you're praying in the Holy Spirit. And then God begins to move mightily. Hallelujah. That's what I'm believing for in 2023. Not the status quo, but I'm believing that this thing is going to break open. Hallelujah. We are going to experience something that we've never experienced before in the history of this church, in the history of this community. First John chapter 5. Verse 14. This is the confidence which we have before Him. When you enter into prayer, do you have confidence? Or do you enter in with doubt and unbelief? Well, I wonder if. Or perhaps God will. Or maybe He will have mercy on me and answer this prayer. Oh Lord, have mercy. Or do you enter in to the prayer closet or your time of prayer with confidence? That He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than all we can ask or even imagine according to His power that's at work within us. Hallelujah. God wants us to have confidence and faith when we enter in to the place of prayer. I bind every spirit of doubt. I bind every spirit of unbelief that God would create within us that faith and confidence that He is able. When we pray, He is able. Amen. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Now, I'm not making this stuff up. It's right in the Bible. Right? And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, the old devil in your head is fighting back right now. We know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. Right? I'm not making this stuff up. It's right here in the Bible. If we pray according to his will. Now, how do we discover what God's will is? Because this seems pretty simple. We just have to know what God's will is and pray according to it, and we'll have what we've prayed for. Right? But how do we know what God's will is? Do we pick straws? Oh, I forgot to let the kids go for children's church. Well, there's no children's church, is there? I don't know. Do we pick straws? Do we take a piece of paper and divide it in two, and on one side you put pros and the other side you put cons? I don't mean ex-cons or cons from jail, but cons. And then you begin to kind of work it out, and where there's more pros, that's got to be the will of God, and where there's more cons, that can't be the will of God. How many know God calls us to the cons? To establish his power and his authority, that in the midst of difficult situations, God can bring water out of a rock. Hallelujah. Can somebody shout amen this morning? Amen. He can bring water out of a rock. Sometimes he calls us to go where it is most difficult, to show forth his power and his glory. So you can't discover the will of God by doing that. The Bible says his word is his will. He puts his word above his name. That means you can stand upon the word of God. But there's some other things that are important. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Go over to Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Because sometimes it can get discouraging praying. How many know what I'm talking about? But the Holy Spirit has to be involved in our praying. Can I say it again? We need the Holy Spirit when we pray. We can't pray intellectually what we think is best from our own head. Our own head. I guess if I do that enough, I'll come to understand what my wife is saying. Prayer is not an intellectual pursuit. Prayer is relationship with God. Understanding the mind of God, the heart of God, and praying in accordance with it. It's not just, you know, now I've never hunted with a bow and arrow, but, you know, just taking a bow and just shooting it and hoping it's going to hit the target. If I shoot enough of them somehow, you know, I'm going to hit the target. No, that's not praying. Praying is hitting the target every single time because we know what the heart of God is and we pray in accordance with his heart and we hit the target. Look at verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit, Holy Spirit, also helps our weaknesses. Now, this is really hard for the proud person to admit. For we do not know how to pray as we should. That's hard to admit. That in ourselves, by ourselves, we don't know how to pray. Because you can be thinking that's how you should pray, but the Holy Spirit has other ideas of how you should pray about this situation and circumstance. Are you following me this morning? That's why we need the Spirit of God to help us to pray. Kill him, Lord! No, no. Love your enemies. Do good to those who persecute you. Kill him, Lord! No. Come on, I'm hitting something this morning. Have you ever had that in your head? Kill him, Lord! That's not the heart of God. No, God has other ideas. Another plan that's going to bring forth his power and his glory. We don't know how to pray. If you know how to pray, come and talk to me after the service because there's so many things that come up on any given day that we need the Holy Spirit's help to know how to pray. And the more I spend time with the Holy Spirit, the more I spend time with the Holy Spirit, the more my prayers begin to change. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. That's the depth of intercession that God can bring us to. When we can't even express it in our own natural human language, but the Spirit of God is praying through us. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. If we let the Holy Spirit help us to pray, he is going to reveal to us the plans and purposes and desires and will of Almighty God. And we are going to begin to pray into that plan and purpose. And we are going to strike gold in the name of Jesus. You know, God wants to answer our prayers. It's exciting when God answers your prayer. It's really exciting. I mean, It's jumping for joy excitement. When the God of the universe answers your prayer. How many know God wants to do that? He wants to answer your prayer. Yes, your prayer. Not just a prayer collectively, but intimately between you and God, he wants to answer that prayer. You know, some people, I'm just going to hang on until Jesus comes. No, God doesn't want us just to hang on. He has declared us to be overcomers. He has declared us to be victorious. Our faith is the victory. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. He intercedes for the saints and the ain'ts. Because sometimes we feel like we're an ain't. According to the will of God. Oh, hallelujah. I want to get into that vein where I'm praying in the will of God, where I'm praying according to the word of God, where I'm praying, hallelujah. You know, it's almost like you get into a flow of prayer and you just sense the Spirit of God is leading you and guiding you in your prayers, and you begin to sense that something mighty is happening in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I invite you this morning into a relationship with the Holy Spirit. To experience the mighty working of God in and through your prayers. Oh Lord, if it be thy will. Oh, Lord, I'm just not much of a person. If it be thy will, Lord. I don't want to pray that way, folks. I want to pray with confidence. Are you hearing me this morning? That I know that that is what God is calling me to pray about, and that's what I'm going to pray about. Hallelujah. And I'm going to persevere and pray into it until I see the manifestations of those prayers in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah in this house? I can hardly wait to leave this room to go back and pray. I'm serious. When can we end the meeting so we can pray? Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to do your own thing, walk in your own way, and follow the pursuits of your fleshly desires. No, that's not what it says. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, urge, strong word, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice. I'm reading from the New American Standard. A living and holy sacrifice available to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. You need to die to your own prayers and let the Holy Spirit bring forth his prayers through you. Because God looks at the motives of why we're praying. I'm not going to get into that this morning, but I'm getting close. For prayer to line up with the Holy Spirit, you have to die to your own prayers. Those fleshly, carnal prayers that James talks about. In James chapter 4, I believe it is. You ask and you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives. We have to take our lives and present them a holy sacrifice unto God. That flesh has got to die so that the Holy Spirit can begin to use you as a vessel He can flow through and pray through. You know, some people have this crazy idea that, you know, God doesn't need us in that sense, but He'll just do whatever He wants to do anyway. How many know God works through prayer? We are ambassadors for Christ. We are His agents here on this earth to be used for His power and His glory. And even the shadow of Peter passing by, people were healed. A handkerchief was used for healing, but someone had to touch it. Are you following what I'm saying? God wants to use us as vessels of His purposes and His vision and what He desires to do, to work through us. Look at verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The closer and the more you give into the world, your mind gets cloudy. I was reading an article the other day about the TikTok mind. You know TikTok? TikTok, TikTok. That a lot of young people have what is referred to as a TikTok mind. Some people have a Google mind. Some people have a CBC mind. That's a tough one. Their mind is filled with everything but God. How can they discern the will of God? Our mind needs to be filled with His Word. Hallelujah. We need to be renewed in the Spirit. How can I know what God is saying when I'm living in the world? It's not possible. I need to surrender myself to God. Then the Holy Spirit is going to start speaking to me. Hallelujah. You ever hear a radio station with some crackling? Like our station sometimes? You only hear bits and pieces of what I'm saying or what Pastor Raph is saying? I turn away from you. But that's not what I was saying. That's what happens, friends, when we engage with the world. We get a crackling sound, and we cannot perceive or discern what God's will is. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And let me close. That you may prove what the will of God is, which is good, acceptable, and perfect. How many here want to pray according to the perfect will of God? Hallelujah. I want to pray according to His perfect will. And you know what? We have the capacity, by the help of the Holy Spirit, to pray in that vein, in Jesus' name. I don't know where you are this morning in your walk with the Lord, but I'm encouraging you this morning, get back to prayer. Get back to prayer. Make prayer a priority. Learn to work with the Holy Spirit. Let Him guide you in your prayers. Say, Lord, I don't know how to pray. I need your help to pray in accordance with your will. Lord, I devote and commit and surrender myself to you. I don't want to be conformed to this world. I want my mind to be renewed that I may know, discern, perceive what your perfect will is, Lord. And pray in accordance with it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I believe in this new year, we are going to see many answers to prayer in the name of Jesus. Can you join with me this morning? We are going to see answers to prayer in the name of Jesus. God is going to do miracles. He's going to transform hearts. He's going to deliver those that are bound and shackled. But He wants us to pray according to His will. And friends, you're going to see your prayers as you develop that relationship with the Holy Spirit. You're going to see your prayers change. Even when you're praying about a situation, you're going to see your prayer change. It's going to align perfectly with His will. And you're going to see things happen in the Spirit. How many believe that this morning, that God can do that in the name of Jesus? Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Before Charles Finney would, that's a great revivalist, would go into a town, he would send his helper to go into that town and begin to intercede. That man would find a small room and he would begin to pray. And he would begin to intercede and he would begin to groan in the Spirit for that town. And when Charles Finney showed up, his biography says he would walk into an industrial area where people were working. And all of a sudden, the conviction of the Holy Spirit would just fall on people. They would begin to cry. They would begin to weep. Just as Charles Finney was just walking across the floor. And mighty revivals would break out. But friends, let me tell you, someone went before him and prepared the way in the Spirit. God is calling for intercessors this morning to selflessly give themselves to God. Father, I just pray this morning that there would come such a shaking to this church, Lord. Such a working of the Spirit of God, even in our individual private times of prayer, that would so move us, Lord. That would so move us and change us and transform us that we would never look back to what we were, but we see what you are doing in our hearts. I declare this year to be a time of prayer and seeking your face. Oh, Lord. We need you today. We need the Holy Spirit to move in such a powerful way in the name of Jesus. Lord, I am believing that we are no longer going to be afraid of the Holy Spirit, but we are going to embrace the Spirit of God. He is going to so enlarge in our lives that God is going to begin to do mighty things in and through us in the name of Jesus. That timidity is going to leave, that fear is going to be gone, and the power of the Holy Spirit is going to flood through us. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, says the Lord. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Whatever Satan has up his sleeves, God is greater, because greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you for this first day of 2023. And Lord, I just pray, I ask today that a mighty, mighty revival would break out in this church, in this community, in other churches. Lord, I'm praying that it's going to break out, Lord, like we've never seen it before, in the name of Jesus. Can you pray with me this morning that the Spirit of God is going to do a work that we've not seen nor experienced before, because the Holy Spirit is working mightily in and through us. Just lift your hands this morning. Come on, just lift your hands this morning. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit fill you right where you are. A fresh filling of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray right now that you would fill your people, Lord, with your precious Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Lord, we are earthen vessels, but we're here today to present ourselves before you, that you would minister in and through us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and our weaknesses would become strengths in the name of Jesus. Lord, just fill us right now. Just fill us to overflowing in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask the worship team to come. And just before we leave, we're just going to sing that song, Come Holy Spirit, I Need Thee. Come Sweet Spirit, I Pray. I want us just to take a few moments before we leave this house. Just let the Spirit of God touch you this morning. Thy strength and thy sing it one more time from our hearts. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. My wife, just to come and close our service in prayer this morning.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we are standing in your presence this morning. You are holy. You are our salvation. Through the precious blood of Jesus that has washed us and cleansed us from all unrighteousness, Lord, that we can stand in your presence today. Redeemed, O God, loved, O God, accepted by you, O God. You have surrounded us, O God, with your love and your care. You have filled us with your Holy Spirit that lives within us, that we can walk, O Lord, in this world in your power, and we can see, Lord, you at work through our lives to bring glory and honor to your name, to be a light and in this dark world, O God, that others will see that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the only way. Father, we give you thanks this morning for our great salvation. We give you thanks today for your great love for us, O God. And Father, we pray that each day we will focus upon you, O God. Our eyes will be steadfast upon you, Lord. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And Father, we want to finish this race good, O God. We want to finish this race, Lord, in victory, O God. We want to see, Lord, finish this race, O God, with mighty, mighty works, O God, that have been done for your glory and honor, and many lives changed and transformed, O God. So, Father, we submit ourselves to your holy word. Father, we hide your word in our hearts, O God. Father, we pray that you will renew our minds daily, that it will be filled with your word, that our hearts and our motives, O God, will be pure before you, O God. So, Father, I thank you for our follow, our fellow believers, oh God, our sons and our brothers and sisters, oh God. Father, we thank you for the body of Christ. Strengthen each one of us today, oh God. Minister to each need. Lord, you know all the needs that's represented, oh God. And Father, I pray that you will breathe life, oh God, in all these needs, oh God, that you will minister life, oh God. And Father, I just thank you for the body of Christ today, oh God. Strengthen each one of us. And we thank you and praise your holy name in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you this morning. Take a moment to greet someone. Tell them that you love them this morning with all of your heart.
Thank you for tuning in. Have a blessed day and Happy New Year.